Hello.
Hello. Hey, Cody. How are you?
Hey, Coach. Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, so I'm on the phone with Cody, and I don't want to butcher your last name. Make sure I say it right. How do you say it, Cody?
Uesugi.
Uesugi. Okay, good. So now, could you tell everybody what grade you're in and where you go to school?
I'm a junior. I'm in 11th grade. Go to University High School.
And what position do you play?
I play point guard, shooting guard.
Uh-huh. And at that position, what are your responsibilities or what are you asked to do?
In my position for this year, I'm known to be like a shooting point guard or have me running off many screens or being like a leader on the court just from other teammates who aren't as experienced as I am right now.
So who is responsible for most of the ball handling duties? Is that still you or somebody else?
Yeah, it was mainly me and maybe one other guard.
Uh-huh.
But most of the times the ball is in my hands at the start of every possession.
I see. And just to maybe as a learning tool for other point guards that are maybe coming up the ranks, do you think it's important that the point guard, you know, dribble a lot, or is it important that they move the ball more?
I think it's good to have, like, those times where when you do dribble, you lose it just so you learn from those experiences. And then, but it also depends what kind of system your coach is running for you, what's a better fit, what
uh-huh.
to
do. So, like, for your example, when you're responsible for bringing the ball up, or when you're pushing the fast break, are you looking to get rid of the ball, or are you looking to keep the ball in your hands the whole time? What does the coach ask you to do?
I like looking for other teammates unless my coach wants me to, like, if I have an open three, I'll take it off a fast break. If not, I'll just push it up, try to cross the D, kick out, or give it to one of my other players that are running the floor.
I see. So what makes you an effective player, you think?
A lot of people tell me it's my shooting ability, that
uh-huh.
I could stretch the defense, and then once they start coming out, it becomes a lot easier to get to the hole and then just keeping them on their heels.
Yeah. So using the ability to shoot the ball and, you know, keeping your defender kind of guessing what you're doing. When you do penetrate, what are you looking for?
I either look for one of my bigs if they come up on me, or I look for a mid-range pull-up floater, or if I have open lane just to attack the basket.
Uh-huh. And do you have anybody that you can kick out to, let's say, do you have any other shooters on your team spotting up or not?
Yeah. I look for that sometimes, but those are in other situations, I guess, when help is coming from, like, an opposite side or ball side, wherever.
Right. And who would you say was, let's say, a player on your team that was valuable to you that allowed you to get opportunities? Was it your bigs? Was it another guard?
It was another guard for me whenever he was, like, more of a slasher. And
uh-huh.
there was a couple games where he had really good, like lots of points going to the basket. And then when he would kick out, a lot of the shooters would become open. And he was also a pretty good shooter, too. So he was a good spot-up shooter, too.
Uh-huh. Well, that works out good for you. So now when you said that you were mostly maining used as somebody to get open for a shot, and you said you were using a lot of screens, was it usually one guy screening, two guys screening, and where were you getting most of your shots?
It'd be either just the passing screen away, that kind of option, or if I'd see them go under the screen, I'd just fade. If they're coming over on top, I'd just curl. But other than that, like on the set plays, I'd come off like two, three screens.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's really nice. Let's see. So when a defender is on you, let's say you get the ball and he's on you already, what are you looking to do to kind of shake him or, you know, get him off balance? What are you looking at when you have the ball and you got a one-on-one situation?
I look where his feet are positioned. I always try to attack, like, his lead foot. And then
his lead foot, you said? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I like to either get the offense going by, like, asking one of my bigs to get me in a pick and roll, or if our coach wants to run a play, then we'll just run that play.
Right.
If he's at the top of me, then I normally just try to attack the hole or look for a jumper.
Yeah. And the last question. So when I talked to you previously, you mentioned the importance of using your shot fake to get that guy off balance, and you said that's effective for you?
Yeah. That's even learning the shot fake when you're dribbling, that's really effective because it still keeps him, like, off balance. Or
and what do you mean? What do you mean the shot fake off the dribble?
Where you just even looking at the basket, pretending you're gonna shoot, makes them come up more on you, which makes it easier to get to the basket or do whatever you need to do.
Now you mean before you dribble or even as you're dribbling?
Even as you're dribbling.
Oh, that's like a little hesitation head fake.
Yeah.
Like you're gonna pull up.
Yeah.
That's cool. So I know you were injured in the beginning of the year. How did you end up this season or last season? What did you have any honors last season?
I had first team all league last season and my team MVP. This season I missed probably like 8 or 9 games. Awards haven't come out this season, but hoping to get either league MVP or first team again.
Well, we hope that's the case, and congratulations on your honors last year. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And for you that are listening, I would suggest taking a time, especially if you have a young point guard, to go and watch Cody, because you have a knack for playing very cool and calm and collected and still being very effective. And you work hard on your ball handling and your shooting then. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, well, thanks for your time, and I hope this helps some of our listeners, and good luck with the awards at the end of the season.
Thank you.
All right, Cody, thanks for your time.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Bye.